Wow. Joys, concerns, and praises. I wanted to share with you something that's been on my heart for quite a while. And I'm not really sure how it's going to come about. But somewhere along the line, we need to help people come to a relationship with God. And I'm thinking maybe a series on the why. Did you know in our colleges and different things like that, one of the things that they really want you to do is something called critical thinking. Ask the question why. And when I was thinking, maybe I ought to do a series on something in the why are we here? What is your calling? You know, we all have a calling, every one of us. Why are we here and what's your calling? So keep me in prayer as I work towards that. And I don't know when I'm going to do it. I don't know if I do it like towards the fall or in the summer. People in the summertime don't come to church as much as they do in the fall. So I don't know. But I think it's a critical question. Why are we here? If you remember, Rick Warren did something called the purpose-driven life. And they asked that question, why are we here? And then some time ago, we did the Hurts, Hang-Ups, and Habits thing. And so with that, just wanted to know if there's any joys, praises, and concerns you might have this morning. Sandra, what's your outcome?
Well, it's not over yet.
Oh. Okay.
The judge already submitted her recommendation, and now there's 15 days that I can write an exception, or the department can write an exception, and that doesn't, 15 days is June 4th, which is...
So what was the judge's determination?
To pay everything back in full.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And that's a short
But you're not fired or dismissed or anything like that?
No, but if I was, then I know who I can call because they would be chomping at the bit to take it.
Well, how much money are you talking about, you think? How much do they overpay you? That's what they're claiming, is that they shouldn't have changed. But you had nothing to do with the payroll or to do that. You went to a new position and they started paying you for that position. So, and they decided, somebody said, oh, I wonder how much money she's making, and they nosed into something they shouldn't have nosed in. So how much money are you talking about?
$7,000.
Oh, piece of cake. Just put it behind you.
They can afford it. Yeah. I have to read.
But they should be able to take payments, like $20 a month or something. That's what, you know, they can't.
Well,
they're
paying. They continue to pay me under the contract I signed with them.
Anyhow. Well, I'm glad that I know there's a lot of less stress now that part of it's over, right?
Yeah, they told me that I had 15 days that I could write another paper, and I was like, nope, not even.
Yeah, and you know, you plan on retiring in the next 6 to 8 months anyhow, so if they can keep you on the payroll, your retirement's set, right?
Yeah.
So, cool.
Are you at retirement age already?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have your years in the service?
September 1st, I'll have my 30th.
Yeah.
So, and now you don't have to go into draw in advance or anything. You can just, the day of, you can tell them that you want to go into draw, or you can just tell them, I'm dropping out.
There you go.
Effective immediately.
Good.
Well, what's on the line more than 7,000 if you got fired for?
Right.
Were you doing, doing the work for the position that they put you in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll continue there.
Yeah.
Right?
And now we have another project. We just got put in.
Yeah. All right. Any other praise, concerns, and joys? I know that wasn't exactly the way you wanted it to come out, but at least it's getting resolved. And
Jessica is getting married next Saturday.
Oh, good for you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Good, Miss Tina.
I praise Travis's brother, Mike. Uncle Mike is here.
Oh, good.
We have some good visits with him. And I'm having some issues with my eyes, my vision. Supposedly they think I have cataracts, not sure. So just pray that I make the right decision, consultations, and all of that.
The good news
she
is,
good
yeah, she does. Yeah. The good news is about the cataract, though. It's a piece of cake anymore. It's nothing to be worried about.
I just want to make sure that it's necessary.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, I understand. But you look good in glass.
Thank you.
And your eyes aren't as irritated with them cataract or those contacts.
And our fishing tournament is in 2 weeks. And so far, we have really good free participation, and we're really excited and grateful for
that. And that's on Father's Day, isn't it? When is the
Saturday
tournament?
Is the tournament before Father's Day.
It's Saturday before, yeah. Good.
One-day tournament.
Good. And you got a youth tournament, too, or something. Is that the same weekend?
Yes, that's the coming up or the week after, yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Joy's concern, praises, please.
My younger brother is in really bad shape. He had his knee replaced, and for some reason it keeps swelling, so they took him to the hospital. He has AFib, he's diabetic, and he has that. And so they were going to do a heart cath on him, and they couldn't do the heart cath. So now they're discussing whether he is a candidate for open heart, which we all think he is, so I just like to look him up.
And Harry's what?
He'll be 80 in October.
October. So I'm a year older than him. Because I'll be 81 in October. Yeah. It's a good life if you don't weaken. But really, when you think about it, who wants to be strong? But we keep on keeping on because we got the precious promise of eternal life.
Yeah, Linda and Dave.
Yeah, and Linda and Dave.
Family.
And the family. Linda really had a hard time with that, and thank God for her faith and brothers and sisters in the Lord that was able to help her through that situation. And it'll take a while before, but we just hang on to knowing that we're going to be together again someday when we lose somebody that close. So.
When did he pass?
It was 2 weeks ago, I think. Something.
2 weeks ago today.
I think it was 2 weeks ago today. Yeah.
Oh, we have Don and Pat.
You have Don and Pat. Yeah. And thank God for neighbors in this neighborhood. Donnie is able to, look out after Don and Pat, and we're grateful for that. And then he got Randy down around the corner, and even though we don't know Keith real well, Keith across the street's been a good neighbor. So there's a lot to be said for this little Bethel Church community here. So even though we don't see them all in church all the time. But, Don's Don, but he needs us to keep him in prayer because he was so happy one day, and he told me when Tina and Travis really got involved in leadership and Janie came back and some of the other things, and he was thinking, I just can't do it anymore, and I am so happy that I got somebody like Tina and Travis and Janie and the rest of you able to pick up the slack in this thing called the trustees, because he's amazing. That's a hard thing for him to admit that he can let go of it. But we get to a point in life.
Don praise. We were ready to call somebody to come check out the AC at the parsonage, and he said, "Well, let's go up there and check it out." So he comes up, he got his tools, had to go back, and so. It was going so long, I had gotten my club out of the back of my truck and the golf ball was chipping around out there. I was like, I don't know if he's coming back. I forgot it. So
So we come back though, and we tested everything, and we go back to the breaker box where we started. And if any, either one of us would see that way, we would have seen that there was a breaker that was turned on.
Oh.
Put that breaker on and it started working perfectly.
Oh.
So I don't know how the breaker got off. But anyway, regardless, he saved us. Whatever cost it would have been to have somebody come figure that out.
And that's $100 to come off.
So we're going to miss that.
Yeah.
That knowledge he has up there.
Because God created us such a way that we lose our physical dexterity, but we don't lose this. And he's able to still use this. And of course, he needs some hands and feet and so forth. I never used to have to worry about finding technicians when I was in the car business, because I would get a young apprentice and put him with a seasoned technician. So as the seasoned technician got old and he couldn't pull motors anymore or transmission, he would work, and the grunt, we used to call them the grunt, they would do all the grunt work, and then the senior technician would tell them how to do this, how to take this apart, and all that. So, but in relation, I'll tell you an old car story, and it's a true story. I don't know if you remember the Volkswagen Beetle that came into our country some years ago, and we were working on this old Beetle and had an electrical problem. We spent days looking for this electrical problem, couldn't find it. And then we realized that, we didn't check the battery. Where's the battery? It's under the back seat. So we take the back seat up, and the reason we had an electrical problem is the battery cable corroded off. And we spent days looking for something that should have been obvious. But if it was a regular old car, you open the hood, you would have saw the battery cable corroded off. And I'm thinking that battery
was...
And Joanne, too, being an aircraft mechanic, she knows about, because she was telling me the other day she's going to change the spark plugs in her. I said, why don't you get Mark to do it? I know how to do it. Did you get it fixed?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, it was,
yeah, cool. And she found out there's 3 tips on some of those spark plugs, and it was an education on it.
Education that calls one to do it.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Joys, concerns, and praises. I am glad you're here.